This is the audio file for the body and surroundings exercise. Sit down in a position in which you can remain for the next 10 to 20 minutes. And see if you can bring your attention to your body. Notice what it is that you do when you focus on your body. What do you feel when you feel your body? So become aware of what it is that you become aware of when you are given the task to focus on your body. Maybe you become aware of your breath. Maybe you become aware of your body touching the chair you're sitting on. Maybe you can become aware of the proximity of the body or bodies next to you. Maybe you become aware of your clothes. Maybe the uncomfortable elastic of your left sock or the soft texture of your sweater. Maybe you become aware of the pain in your shoulder. Maybe you feel an itch or tingle. Maybe you feel tired. Maybe you notice that you're hungry. So feeling the body is not one thing, but can be very different things. And it also does not necessarily come naturally. It's not always an easy thing to do. It's also not always a pleasant thing to do. So find a way to notice your body that feels doable, accessible, and safe for you. Stick to one way of attending to your body that feels safe in this moment. Once you've found this, see if you can allow your eyes to close, or alternatively, gaze to a point in front of you with a soft gaze. So you're not focusing on anything specific in your surroundings. Your attention is with feeling the body. With your eyes closed or your gaze blurred, keep on attending to your body in the safe and accessible way. Stick to one thing of doing so. So when you stay with your breath, stay with your breath. When it is an itch that you feel, stay with feeling the itch. So switch between different ways of feeling your body as little as possible now at this moment, while also noticing a tendency to do so, which is probable. Probably you will be switching from one way of feeling the body to another, but try to stay with one thing, for instance, your breath. And maybe while focusing on this way of feeling your body, the feeling also changes. Maybe while feeling your breath, noticing your breath changes. Maybe it becomes slower. Maybe While noticing the itch disappears. Maybe while feeling tired, the tiredness increases. Still, try to stay with this specific way of attending to your body for the next minutes. Now, with your eyes closed or your gaze blurry, turn your awareness to your surroundings. Maybe you hear sounds. Maybe you smell something. Maybe you feel the temperature of the room. Maybe you notice the presence of other bodies in the space. Try to use all of your senses to notice your surroundings. Even with your eyes closed, maybe there's light coming in through your eyelids. Or maybe you can still imagine the colors in the space. Try to imagine the distance between you and the wall in front of you. Try to imagine the distance between you and the wall on your right. And the wall on your left. And the ceiling. Try to notice the distance between you and another body that is near you. This can be another human or a non-human body. Try to notice the distance between your body and a body that is far away from you. And then go back to hearing sounds. Listen to the sounds in this space. And maybe you also notice sounds outside of this space. Now go back to a way of attending to your surroundings that was most accessible for you. So maybe that was listening, maybe that was smelling. So find a way to attend to your surroundings rather than to your own body. And practice this for the next few minutes. Now, similar to when we were noticing the touch of the hand on the leg and the touch of the leg on the hand at the same time, try now to be aware of both at the same time, your body and your surroundings. So try practicing attending to your body in the way you did earlier and practicing attending to your surroundings in the way you just did at the same time. Notice what you do when you try to do this. How do you feel both at the same time? Some people switch very quickly from one to the other. Some people focus on the skin, so the boundary between their body and the surroundings, or some kind of imaginative space between the two that they can focus on. Some people imagine a circle, your environment coming into your body through your nostrils as you're breathing, so you're incorporating your environment. And your body breathing part of itself out into your surroundings. So you are incorporating part of your body to your environment. Some people imagine that part of their body becomes one with their surroundings. There's not one right way of doing this. And it's also not an easy task. Notice which imagination works best for you when trying to feel both at the same time, your body and your surroundings. Try to make this imagination as sharp as possible. So again, you can use either of the imaginations I just mentioned, switching very quickly from one to the other, the focus on the skin or an imaginative space between the two, the circle, or becoming one. But you can also make up something yourself which works best for you. But again, try to make this imagination as sharp and as specific as possible. While staying with your image for your inside-outside presence, very slowly start opening your eyes. Notice whether this makes staying with your body and your environment at the same time more difficult. Especially if you start making eye contact with potential other people in the space. Notice what you do when it becomes more difficult. Do you turn to your body or do you turn to your environment? Now, after practicing this inside-outside presence, being present with two things at the same time and noticing what happens in between, Go back to the image that you used to notice your body and your surroundings at the same time. What image did you use for this? Take 5 minutes to draw or find a word for this attentiveness to the inside and the outside. Maybe it is one of the examples I used before, the back and forth movement, the space in between, or the never-ending circle. But maybe it's something you made up yourself. Make the drawing or word as specific as possible. After taking 5 minutes for doing this, discuss your drawing or word and how it worked for you in the group.